I come to realize that many of us use the word love without understanding. Let's look up the word love on Google. Love, an intense feeling of deep affection. A person or thing that one loves. Feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. What does it mean to love someone or others? When do you say it? Does it have weight? Did you know that love is an action verb? It requires sweat equity. You can't passively love, but intense love is about actively loving. Do you remember your first fell in love? There's no word to describe that feeling. It's just the two of you, and nothing else matter. I mean, you will go out of your way to please the love of your life. You would even die for your love. The love that you feel is not passive because you did everything in your power to prove it to him or her. A man will do things he has never done before to swoop his woman off her feet. A woman as well will do things she has never done for her man for the sake of love. Our parents, for those who are blessed to have loving parents, they've done things they would have never considered for the sake of their love for us. I remember as a child, we've had some hardship. There were days that we had one full meal for that day. We didn't have the privilege to open the fridge full of groceries in it. There was one particular day that my mom cooks the little that she had and gave us the food and she stayed without. Who does that? That's love, my friend. When you tell someone that you love them, do you mean it? I heard people saying to others, "I love you," many times, and that same person will drive a knife into that person's heart. That same person will beat the crap out of that other person they just told that he or she loves. That same person knows you're struggling and have the money to help but rather keep it in the bank and turn the blind eye. They say that they love you. Here is my rule: don't say it if you don't mean. Is it possible to love people even those that hate you? Yes. When you love, and I'm not talking about only family members, people will see without you saying it. Remember, I told you that love is an action verb, then that's how people will indeed see that you love them through your actions. I'm sure you've heard that saying before: action speaks louder than words. If you don't care about anyone else, but yourself and comfortable with it, take the blue pill and end this. However, if you want to know how to love one another, take the red pill and let's see how deep the rabbit hole goes. 1 John 4, 7-8 Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Yah, God, and everyone that loves is born of Yah and knows Yahuwah. He that loves not knows not Yah, for Yah is love. So, we can see that to love one another truly you must know Yah God, because He is love. Look how our Father in heaven created everything that we need to survive on earth so that we are a lack of any good things because He loves us. I know I gave you the definition of love from Google. However, I will give you Yah's definition of love in His eyes. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. You see the difference between Google's definition and Yah's definition of love. This one is more in-depth, so you can understand when you say to your wife, husband, children, neighbors, or anyone that you love them, your action towards them will be that you don't envy, you don't talk with excessive pride, don't dishonor them, you seek their well-being, not easily angered toward them, you don't keep record of the wrongdoing, you don't think evil of them, you protect them, always trusting in Yahuwah, hopes in Him, and perseveres. By doing these things, there's no need to say it because it will show. Nonetheless, if you don't have any of these characters, you are not of our Father Yah, God, and if you are not of the Father, you are of the devil. The love of the devil is the opposite of kindness, it's envying, boasting, proud, always dishonoring others, self-seeking, easily angered, always keeping a record of wrongs, delight in evil thoughts towards others, will not protect one another. Romans 12:9 Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Like I mentioned in the beginning, when you tell someone that you love them, are you sincere? What comes from your heart when that person does you wrong? When that person despitefully uses you, what is your reaction? Can you sincerely love that person? That's why it will be tough to go to heaven, because one must be praying and active in the word always. Matthew 18:3 I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Only a child that when you spank or hurt will come to you and hug you and still love you. That's why we must be like a child, keep no record of wrong and sincerely love. A child comes empty in this world, and we as parents and society are the one who pours into them everything that they've learned. What am I saying is, you have to empty yourself and let the Highest pour out His love into you and every good thing. However, you have to want it. Here are more verses on love: Luke 6:35 and verses 31, Mark 12:31, Romans 13:10, Ephesians 4:2, 1 Corinthians 13:13, 1 John 4:18-19, Colossians 3:14, Proverbs 10:12, Matthew 23:37-39. There are more verses that you can research. Last verse I will leave with you is 1 John 3:16-18. This is how we know what love is. Yahusha, who they call Jesus, laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of Yah, God, be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech but with actions and in truth. Note, please don't get John 3:16 confusing. I will do a post on it.